With the Pledge of Allegiance.
There she is.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if I could get roll call, please.
Adams?
Here.
Demeline?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Clay?
Here.
Hey, can I have approval of the agenda?
Moved.
Second.
I might recommend that we add emergency language to that ordinance. Do you have to do that now? Or can we do it then?
We can do that when we're going to vote for it, can't we, Cap?
Sure.
Okay.
We have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Okay, new business. We have ordinance 12-2025. It's the final budget.
It's the final budget.
2025 final budget.
Only question I had, Chris, the numbers all match exactly. Did we leave the mower in to this, or did we remove the mower from this?
No, from what I understand, we currently left the mower in. We could remove it, or we could leave it in as an emergency fund, because to some of the questions that Councilwoman Frank had for me was that she had questions about some of the outlay funds that we had put aside in multiple accounts, and those were really just put aside for emergencies. So, I mean, we could certainly leave that funding of $18,500 in for just as an emergency expense, rather than stating that it's for a mower. We could just put it aside as an emergency expense. Or if
do we need special accounts just for emergencies? Necessarily?
No. But it's just in the event that if something occurs where something goes.
That money could then be taken. If we don't have it in there, we take the mower out, the $18,000, like was recommended, then that could just go into the general fund then. And if we have an emergency, you pull the money from the general fund. Am I correct? So you don't need the separate fund just for emergencies. All that money set aside for emergencies could go into the general fund and just be stricken from these emergency accounts. Am I wrong?
No. However, what we had in mind was the fact that we were trying to eliminate as many expenses as we could from the general fund by transferring it over into the capital fund, which was that 401 fund.
I think it would be my preference just in regards to this mower if we just nixed that out.
Okay.
And that's, you know, if we absolutely comes around and we have to get it, I think we do it. But I'd like to clean it up as much as we can, and I think that's an $18,000 purchase that council all was kind of unanimously for cutting out. So we'll, as amended, this bad boy when we go through.
In the event of emergency funding needs, would we have to have a special meeting to appropriate funds immediately? What's the hang up with that?
Usually my experience has always been in an emergency event, meaning in an emergency event, usually the manager or the administrator usually would approve those expenditures without the council's approval, just because of the fact that there are times where it does. And I'm not saying Delta is, I'm not throwing this as for Delta as an example, but there have been communities that do struggle to get their councils together in an emergency event. So a lot of communities have actually put in language in their charters and in their ordinances that in the event of emergency, meaning the event of emergency purchase, that the manager or the administrator, in our case, me as the village administrator, would have the ability to make that purchase.
I know there's a dollar limit to that. What is our... I don't know it off the top of my head. I apologize.
Yeah, and I don't know it either. But there is a dollar. You're right. I know there is a dollar amount. I just don't know it off the top of my head.
So, well, at least for right now, here in the Village of Delta, the village administrator has the authority to approve expenditure up to $20,000 at one given time, with the exception of certain items that are purchased annually. Like, for example, and this was a question that I had when I first began here because of the fact that I didn't want to get in trouble for it, but I have been told that in the event of bills such as some bills, for example, that are way past $20,000, the administrator does have the authority to approve those expenditures because of the fact that if we would have had to wait for the council to have a meeting to approve some of those bills, then it could actually accrue interest in the event that, or late fees in the event that it's not paid on time. And since I've been here, I have understood that the state auditor's office is very keen on making sure that no community gets late fees put on any bills that are put into space. So that was something I did double check with before I went forward to some of our bills.
Well, I would say it's this council's preference that anything of that dollar value, anything that's that five digits, comes before us. And it's not, you know, obviously if there's a situation where it needs to be paid in the event of bills, but I don't think this council would be hard pressed if we had to say, hey, we need a mower because it's broken.
How many mowers do we have currently?
Seven.
We do not need it. I'm sorry.
The $18,000 was to replace a mower.
Right.
So we still have six mowers.
We still have seven, but it's a cycle. We would replace one of our older mowers.
And what happens to the mower that gets replaced?
Probably goes on.
You trade it in?
Yeah.
So it's just a continuous.
Yeah, usually it would go through viewers and striker, like every 3-4 years. Sometimes it was sooner, but.
Are the mowers in that bad of shape that one needs to be replaced?
Which one is up for renewal?
It's a cemetery.
I don't have
the. Is this the cemetery?
I think it's a cemetery.
It is. Cemetery mower is what it was.
If I retired, you said that was already budgeted. They were going to come and get most of it. And that didn't ever happen.
Right. This council is currently kind of unanimously of the opinion that seven lawnmowers, $154,000 worth of assets of lawnmowers, is too much for this village, and that departments should share lawnmowers and not have seven, just so you guys know.
Also, if responsibilities are going to be shifted and mowing is going to be more centralized to seasonal employees, I think that we had that as a discussion last time, that there is an opportunity there to be a little more sharing with our mowers. But that is my one request of this budget before we go to a vote, is that $18,000 be removed. I'm good with the rest of it. We went through this in the last meeting. Does anyone else have any?
Yeah, in the event that we have an emergency need for a mower, go borrow one.
If it would clear anything up,
yes, please.
Mowers for certain areas, and that's it. You can't take the one that does the reservoir and mow the cemetery.
Is it bigger?
You won't fit.
Good.
The one that you got at the cemetery, you can't do the rest of it. The one at this place does quite a bit. I think the park is the only one that gets moved around a lot. That one does outpatches, park, water towers, things like that. So that one does move around.
Do you think we can buy another year before we have to replace them all?
I'm not aware of what the status was with the one that's being replaced. Was that the one that...
The last time they needed an engine rebuild. So the field was starting to get pretty bad.
Did a lot of repairs on
that. It's had a lot of work done for the last couple of years.
Do we give a pay raise or we get a lawnmower?
Then that would be the one that's the 52.
Different park.
That's the one that does.
All comes out of the same
pocket. It's the only one that fits over there because of the narrow rows and the tight rows. If that clears anything up.
There's mud.
Thanks.
Marlena, on that equipment list that we had, there weren't any like years, like of when, you know, how old anything was. If that's easy to get, to add to that list, that would be helpful, I think, on almost any item.
I can go back and try to find it.
Okay.
Try to find the years of them.
This is, we're talking, this is like a 1990 mower. Only thing I didn't like is all the urgent.
Are you asking or are you saying, telling?
No, I'm asking. Well, what year, do you know what year it is?
I don't know, but it was new. It was old when I first started 5 years ago. I want to say it's right around 7, 8 years old.
That sounds about right. I would say at 6 range, like you're closer.
All right, if this becomes an emergency, I have no objection. If this mower is garbage at the beginning of the season when we go to tune everything up, I have no issue with it coming to a vote at council and saying, let's buy a mower out of the general fund. I realize that you guys went out through extraordinary lengths to try and pull as much out of that fund as necessary. This is my preference for this. I would rather have this come to a vote in 4 weeks and just say yes and be done with it, and I'm fine with that. Is council good with that?
You're saying take it out of the budget.
I'm saying take it out of the budget right now. If this mower, we go to tune it up and it does not work because it's a dead pile of garbage, then we need to get a new mower. We'll pull that 18 out of the general fund, which I realize your intent. That is my one issue. Does anyone else have issues with the budget for fiscal year so we can get the sent and approved?
I have some other questions about the questions that I had. The wastewater treatment plant, the $25,000, you've got down it was for emergencies, but wasn't that for, one was one at the wastewater treatment plant, one at the sewer collection system. One was for a pump and one was for a lift station pump or?
I don't.
But now you're talking $50,000 in the sewer fund.
I. Jamie, which intake did we just change out of those four pumps? Was it four or three?
It's four. Four is the one we did the major electrical improvement to, I believe.
The influent pump?
Yeah.
I don't know which ones he was working on, but three and four are the ones that operate.
Okay, so then it wasn't four. It was probably two. Okay. Gosh, I wish I had that in front of me. That would have been the large expense, the 25 grand. That would have been for the wastewater treatment plant. And I believe that was spent already.
So let's just say we leave $25,000 in the wastewater fund for emergency funds for a pump. And we don't use it. Then we don't budget it next year, right?
I mean, you can still budget the same amount just in case, you know, just in the event that you need it. But to your point, yes, that's basically money that's just kind of sitting in there, or it's just kind of just being put aside in the event that it's just needed. But no, it wouldn't be, you know, spending $25,000 additional dollars, you know, each year.
But again, it's money that could go into the general fund, and if we need the pump, can be spent as an emergent issue instead of having it all separated.
Well, in terms of where this money is going to get put aside, I mean, in terms of capital outlay, if you keep it, if it's kept as an emergency, it's only going to be used for wastewater emergencies. And as Councilman Shearer has kind of alluded to, we've had quite a bit of issue since I've been here. I've been told that we've had some issues with our wastewater plant. And I would recommend highly to have some money put aside in capital outlay in the event that something needs to get fixed or something needs to get repaired right away.
I personally don't have a problem safety netting some funds for that purpose. Let's say we completely gut all this and it all goes in the general fund and somebody gets a little happy with the checkbook and then we have emergency and there's no money left in the general fund because we spend it on things that weren't appropriate. So to have a little safety net here is a good thing for us.
I'm okay with it being, and I just want to make it clear, I'm okay with it being in the sewer fund. My question was, did we need $50,000, $25,000 in the wastewater treatment plant, and $25,000 in the sewer collection system? Do we need to set aside $25,000? And if it's for already money spent, that's okay, but then is is one of them already spent and one of them not? And that, I just wanted to know if there was anything specific it was set for.
Since the past employees are not here, I have not spent any money on anything that's not treatment related.
Okay.
Unless it was an emergency or they already had it in the process. So as far as I know, if that budget is created off the last superintendent's request, I do not know what he intended on spending the money for. I intend on operating under being reactive, because that is what our budget allows, versus being proactive. I did go through the budget when I presented the combination of the departments, and I brought it back down in the black, meaning running in the green, to where all of the accounts had enough money that I was comfortable with operating reactively. Because if it is an emergency, then we can come to you and ask for money from the general fund at that time to be appropriated to the other accounts, if it becomes an emergency.
We did have an emergency last year with a lift pump station, if you don't recall.
Well, for the wastewater treatment plant, initially the amount in the temporary request for the capital outlay was $100,000. And in the sewer collection system, the capital outlay, it was $45,000. So are you comfortable with those both being lowered to $25,000 each?
Yes.
The original $100,000 request included a vehicle
and a lawnmower.
Yes.
And it's another lawnmower.
It's controlled.
So, yes. So essentially, to answer your question and to a point that's been making, is that the budget request between the temporary budget and the final budget were essentially made by two different superintendents who with different priorities.
Mm-hmm. Which one's in this budget? Which one?
The one that is currently overseeing the wastewater plant.
Okay.
So I think what we kind of got to was, I think our preference is more towards not having safety nets in the future, but are we okay with them being in this 2025 fiscal budget? I don't have an issue with it. But looking forward to 2026 for planning, that's just a discussion that we can have later.
Yes. Do we need
to yes. Tell me for anything?
Yes. Well, and the other thing, there was $17,500 in the combined sewer overflow elimination capital improvements.
What's that for?
Emergency.
Again, that was also listed as an emergency fund.
How many emergency funds do we have for the water and sewer?
That is a good question. I mean, I would assume that we had one. We were considering all the capital outlay. You could consider really a lot of the capital outlay line items that we had in each fund as an emergency, just in the event that if it was needed. Because from what I was just told about today is that the auditor's office or the state auditors tend to have an issue when you put things aside in a specifically. Just because there had to be some other steps you would have to take in order for those expenditures to get approved. So the way that we have it outlined right now, it makes it a lot easier, and it makes it a lot easier from what I understand, it makes it easier for the state auditors to review them as well. Now, I could be wrong. I am still trying to learn about how the auditor's office in the state of Ohio works, but that was just some of the recent information that was given to me about how the budgets are reviewed and how we should structure our budgets. So to answer your specific, so that's how you can realistically look at a lot of our capital outlay funds in each of our line items in our funds is, you know, in the sense of an emergency. Because in our 401 fund, we also outlined items that we were planning on purchasing, or what we were gonna purchase out of the fund anyways. Because of the money that we had available in the capital fund, and that's a big reason why we also shifted a lot of our items for purchase from the general fund into the capital fund, which is our 401 fund, was because of the fact that we had that money aside, we had that money there already, and it was going to decrease a lot of the spending that we were going to take out of the general fund.
So I think it's really important going forward, especially in our big departments, that things like CFM blocks, new charcoal filters, pump repair, lift stations, that we get a maintenance life cycle on these pieces of equipment. And I know that we've had a shifting personnel body over the course of the last decade. And I know that if we can budget those things, because a new CFM block is like 80 grand. We know this. We don't want to get slapped with an 80 grand surprise in the face. We want to be planning for this. And so I understand that aspect of why we've set aside funds in this year's budget for emergency purchases. New pumps are 40 grand.
And if I, well, if I may, Councilman Shearer, if I may suggest an idea that I've seen in other communities that work perfectly for their councils because of the fact that it helps with their budget. So I have worked in plenty of communities, and I have seen in other communities where they have put together a plan that is called a capital improvements plan or a capital improvements program, where they, where in the sense that Councilman Shearer is talking about, is they actually figure out the life cycle of a lot of the equipment, from vehicles to mowers to you know, even generators and other equipment that the village may have. And we typically will figure out the life cycle of it, so that way we try to look at within a five-year cycle of what's going to need to be replaced and what can potentially wait another year. So that way, that plan could be used to help budget what's going to be put in the next budget for capital purchases. And it also kind of helps too, because sometimes, I'm not saying it often happens, but there are times where you can actually find grant funding for capital items from certain programs from different state and federal departments. It all comes down to if you have it planned and if you're willing to put funding aside for it. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to happen with everything that we have sitting here in the village, and that we're going to be able to find grant funding to save ourselves some money. But there are instances where we could certainly find funding available for capital purchases. And what also helps with a capital improvements plan is that while a new plan usually is circulated every 5 years, every year the council or the community that has a CIP that it's referred to as, they will typically review those items that are going to be, you know, perhaps in circulation, out of circulation, stuff that needs, that's going to be potentially replaced. And then the council reviews that and decides if they agree with those items that need to be replaced, or if they want something else that they feel could potentially need to be replaced, or even administration feels something else needs to be replaced. So that way, once it's already put into the budget, you kind of already know what it's for. So if you look at a total number that we had, that we would put in, say, like a capital outlay fund, for example, we could easily break down and say, well, in the CIP, this is what needs to be replaced come this year. So that way you're already aware of what needs to be replaced and what can be, you know, prepared in the event that that budget needs to be approved. So that is certainly something I can look into for myself and village administration, that could, you know, if that's something that the council wants me to take a look at, that
it,
could.
It is something, and I, you know, let's all
like more next year.
Take a moment to realize that we've cycled through four administrators in the last, what, 2.5 years. This is something that we've been working towards, and each administrator has their own idea. So this is going to be your idea. Our previous administrators had ideas. Ed was making sure our wheels didn't fall off while we got through. So, you know, we do expect for some form of CIP planning. But our priorities are in front of us this evening, and that's what we're looking for.
You don't need my permission to do a CIP.
Well, actually,
you got time? Make it happen.
Well, in the CIP, the council would have to approve the plan.
Yeah, once it's in front of us.
Okay.
we do have an expectation of that style of things going forward for funding, but we realize that you are new and you're picking up pieces as we go, and we are appreciative of that.
I want to work Saturday and Sunday.
He did answer an email on Sunday, and I yelled at him.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of improvements that we need to catch up on.
Yes, there are times where I do work on weekends, and it's not like you don't see me walking around on a Saturday or Sunday anyways.
Further questions in regards to the 2025 finalized budget?
None, Your Honor.
I need you.
So we're going to leave those expenses where they're at then?
Everything but the mower, I think, is what we agreed to. And if the mower's busted, come talk to us. We'll get you a new mower. And I need language for this. Do I suspend and then as amended? Or do I amend and then suspend?
Amend. I would amend it and then vote on the amended, as amended. Does that make sense? Suspend and then as amended, yes. And then, does that work?
Yep. I just wanted to make sure I had my word correct. I will vote to suspend.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Frank?
Yeah.
Adams?
Yes.
Dunlap?
Yes.
I will make a motion to amend the final 2025 budget to strike the $18,000 from the 401 fund. And that's separate from the vote. Make that motion.
As you yep.
I'll second that.
I have a motion.
Okay, so you just
he's striking. Just striking the
you're not putting it in the general fund.
Correct. I'm striking it out of the 401 fund.
Okay. So it would move then to the general fund.
Yep.
No. Not necessarily no. Have a vote on the amount.
No, it's okay. Just being struck.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to strike the 18,000, whatever it was for the mower. Roll call, please.
Ellison?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Emmeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Now, make a motion to approve?
Yeah.
Or do we have to decide where that 18,000 is going to go first?
No, we're just it's an expense. You have to get rid of it.
No, because the fact that it was already sitting in the capital fund, it's just getting basically just $18,500 that's just going to go back into the carryover balance.
Gotcha. So I need a motion. I made a motion to approve the 2025 final budget.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to approve the budget. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Emmeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Dawson?
Yes.
Did we talk about the special meeting we had before this now or at the next, official one. Meeting?
Oh, wait.
I was going to say it wasn't on the...
Yeah, it's not on the agenda.
Oh, no, please don't.
Are there any questions related to today's council proceedings? The next regular meeting for the Village of Delta Council will be Monday, April 7th at 5:30 p.m. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
So a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Dibble?
Yes.
Fire?
Yep.
Johnson?
Yep.
Johnson?
Yes.
Special meeting is closed.